This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The day before American troops are set to withdraw from Afghanistan, rocket fire targeted Kabul's international airport. The rockets hit a nearby neighborhood. No one claimed responsibility for the attack, and it wasn't immediately clear if anyone was hurt. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says five rockets that targeted the Kabul airport on Monday were intercepted by U.S. forces. A defensive system was used to intercept them. Spokesman for the U.S. military Central Command, Captain Bill Urban, said there were no U.S. casualties. It targeted the rockets in a whirling hail of ammunition, according to Urban. The rockets didn't halt the steady stream of U.S. military C-17 cargo jets taking off and landing at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the Afghan capital. The Islamic State group launched a devastating suicide bombing last week at one of the airport gates, killing 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. The attack hasn't ended evacuation efforts, and the Biden administration says it is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Officials say the U.S. has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. President Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said Sunday the U.S. does not currently plan to have an ongoing embassy presence after the final U.S. troops withdrawal. He pledged the U.S. will make sure there is a safe passage for any American citizen, any legal permanent resident after Tuesday, as well as for those Afghans who helped the U.S. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida, hovering over the United States, has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it is still packing a powerful punch to the U.S. city of New Orleans and nearby regions. The National Hurricane Center says Ida is responsible for dangerous storm surge, damaging winds, and flash flooding over the southeastern state of Louisiana and southern Mississippi. The power company Entergy, that provides electricity to New Orleans, said in a statement Sunday that catastrophic damage led to all eight transmission lines that deliver power into the New Orleans area to go out. New Orleans is completely without power, according to the website NOLA.com, and to fix the problem could take days, but potentially longer. Early Monday, the New Orleans Emergency Communications Center posted on Twitter that the city's 911 emergency response system was not working. The top U.S. infectious disease expert for the country told CNN Sunday that there could be up to 100,000 new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by the end of the year. But the situation, while entirely predictable, is also entirely preventable. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the U.S. has the wherewithal to avoid the fulfillment of the prediction. But the problem is the 80 million people in the country who are not yet vaccinated. Fauci said, quote, "We could turn this thing around and we could do it efficiently and quickly if we would get those people vaccinated." He went on to say, "It's so important that people in the crisis put aside any ideological and political differences and just get vaccinated." Last week, the U.S. reached a daily average of 100,000 hospitalizations for COVID-19, according to a New York Times report that said the surge in cases is rivaled only by a surge last winter when vaccines were not available. North Korea appears to have restarted the operation of its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapon fuels, that according to the UN Atomic Agency. The North openly threatens to enlarge its nuclear arsenal amid long dormant nuclear diplomacy with the United States. The annual report by the International Atomic Energy Agency refers to a 5-megawatt reactor at the North's main nuclear complex in Yongbyon, north of Pyongyang. The reactor produces plutonium, one of the two key ingredients. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.